Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Another great finish for a positive cattle trading day. Live cattle futures finished anywhere from about $1 to $1.20 higher on the first couple of months. The August of $1.15 at $104.75. Interesting thing to note is that today's move is a new high for this move. And so that could open the door for some buy stops being hit and then some short liquidation as we went through the previous high set back on July the 16th, just over 104. So a really good positive trade there for the August live cattle. The feeder cattle, similar action here, but going back to the previous highs, which was about 145.97 set back on August the 6th. So we're about $1.20 or so away from those highs. Box beef at midday was higher again. At midday, it was up $1.15 on choice and up $2.74 on select. That put choice at 208.35 and select at 196.67. And the choice select spread is $11.68. We did have some cash trade today at 103. And today's slaughter was 117,000 head again. Last week it was 116,000. Last year at the same time it was 117,000. So right in line with where we were.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
Today's grain trade was a little bit higher here. Corn was higher overnight and into this morning, but only finished about a half to a penny higher. There was a large storm that went through the Midwest and parts of Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, up in Wisconsin that had some pretty devastating effect. We're still trying to figure out exactly what the impact will be long term in terms of bushels lost for the corn and bean crop. Right now, I've seen anywhere from 200 to 400 million bushels estimated lost. And so it'll be interesting to see if it's that big. It does look like there are some major issues. And then tomorrow we've got the USDA report, which will be at 11 a.m. And to briefly cover over the estimates, it looks like the corn and soybean production estimates put corn yield at 180.5 bushels per acre, 2 bushels higher than July report. The total production, 15.174 billion bushels. Soybeans estimate yield of 51.2 bushels per acre with a total production of 4.25 billion bushels. So both corn and bean production estimates are slightly higher than where they were last month. All wheat, 1.832 billion bushels, up from 1.824 in July. So slightly higher in corn, bean, and wheat production estimates.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you or not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.